We're talking with Keith Elty, of course, from southwestern Oklahoma and currently on the officer team, National Association of Wheat Growers. Keith, tell me, right now, I know that a lot of agricultural groups are working on their wish list for a 2023 Farm Bill. National Wheat Growers, I know, a part of that whole process or conversation right now.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And we finalized our policy at our annual meeting in the first part of March at Commodity Classic, and we subsequently followed up with a Zoom summer meeting in June and prioritized the top 10 things from each of our policy committees that we were going to pursue in this next Farm Bill. And most recently, we have sent a letter to the principal, they call it the Four Corners, the chairman and the ranking member of the House and the Senate Ag Committees, expressing what our priorities are for the upcoming Farm Bill and getting started on the process, because it's just a little over a year till this one expires, and we're either going to get a new one or possibly an extension. You know, that's yet to be determined. Mm-hmm. In conjunction with that, we're going to have a fly-in in September, the 12th, 13th, and 14th of September, where we're inviting all of our member states to come in, and we're going to have some preparatory work and hill visits and setting up meetings with the principal players to get started on the process.
So what are the top end of your priorities as far as what you're talking with the Senate House Ag Committees at this point?
Well, number one is preserving crop insurance in its entirety, and not doing anything that would harm the basic keys cornerstone of our farm safety net, which crop insurance is, and that's pretty unanimously agreed to amongst all the commodities.
And of course, I know you're thinking about maybe how you make some adjustments or improvements on that Title I as well.
Yes, we are. We're looking at increasing the reference price for ARC and PLC, PLC in particular, more for wheat. And, that we realize that require an increase in baseline and some other things. But we're trying to get it more in line with cost of production, and that's one of our other big components.
I guess what the challenge for all of agriculture here for the 2023 bill will be having adequate resources. I know a lot of folks have talked about maybe no more money or even less money.
Exactly. And, that's always a concern going into a farm bill. And these high prices may actually possibly work against us in that, because in Washington, if you didn't use it the year before, then they see it as not necessary. Or they have a term for that. And so, this past year, not going to be a lot of ARC or PLC payments in any regard due to the high commodity prices. Kind of the concern with that is it's coupled with these high input prices and some things that we haven't ever seen as far as fuel and fertilizer and crop production inputs. And so, it's always a challenge, and there's things that have to be worked out, and that's why we start now.
Right. I guess what you mentioned inputs, that is a major worry, that these input costs are much, much higher than we've ever really seen them in recent memory. That makes it a lot tougher to pencil things out, and I know you're hearing that from a lot of your members.
Yes, it really does, and fortunately things are coming back into line. And, you couple that with the drought that's ongoing in most of the country and the potential for your higher prices with the limited production that a lot of us are seeing with the input cost coupled in there, it's a challenge.
End of the day, as far as the National Association of Wheat Growers are concerned, if you had to get one message across to folks like Frank Lucas and as well as some of the House and Senate Ag leadership, what would it be then?
One message is that they know and that we need to convey the importance of the farm safety net and how important agriculture is to the overall economy of the United States and what it means to, especially to the rural and the local communities, because they really are the drivers in the whole base of our economy. And, you know, we saw that a lot during the pandemic and the way things shifted to non-perishable consumables and things of that nature. And so, you know, having that base foundation is so critical to the Farm Bill.